Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We're doing a Thursday, 30 minutes, Thursday, Dynasty Trades. Here we go. Adam Wilson here with me, familiar from old podcasts. All right, Adam, we're just going to run down trades. Here we go. Zach Wilson and a 2022 first for Saquon Barkley and a 2022 third.
Oh, interesting. That's an actual trade, huh? Yeah. I'll take the Barkley side.
Yeah, didn't you take the Barkley side by a lot there?
Yeah, it's not really close for me, but I just thought like is there something about Zach Wilson that someone else knows that I don't know. I mean, I guess it's that. I mean, essentially it's what Wilson for Barkley, and then if you're on the Barkley side, you're dropping or you're going back from your first round pick to your second, or was it a third?
It's a first. It's Wilson and a first for Barkley and a third. This kind of feels like if you were to take like Barkley's value now, this almost treats him like a fourth round startup pick.
Yes.
Yep. Right. Cause this is basically like a fourth for a seventh or something like that. Like based on how they perform, like that's kind of how this feels. It's an interesting proxy. All right. Najee Harris, Jalen Waddle, and Robert Woods, which is an interesting timeline construction there. For Saquon Barkley, Brandon Cooks, Mike Williams, Mike Gesicki, and a second. This is super flex, by the way.
Interesting. Barkley, Cooks, Gesicki, and a second.
And Mike Williams.
And Mike Williams.
Did this person have like scandalous pictures of the other person? Like, did the person buying the Barkley side have like, you know, like incriminating pictures or like some sort of like in a compromising position with like a goat or something like that of the other guy? And that's how this deal got done. Is this a Cliff Kingsbury, Bill O'Brien deal?
Yeah, there you go. Do they think that Cooks is still boom bust? Is that it? Like he's just a throw into this deal? Like I'm not.
It's interesting because like you sort of look at it, it's one tight end too. So like I could just say like, all right, we'll just start set pieces aside for a second. Like just set Woods and Cooks aside for a second. Like they're close enough. And then you set Waddle and Mike Williams aside. Just set those guys aside for a second, right? Because I don't think there's any huge sort of you could sort of lean one way or another, but that's not make or break to this deal. And then the remainder is Najee Harris for Barkley, Gesicki, and a second. So you're getting, you know, Harris is already up above Barkley basically through this valuation. That's how I see
it. Was this recent or was this like before the season? Because the other thing is,
Adam, all our analytics dynasty trades are recent. This is 2 days ago.
So this is the other thing is like you have Mike Williams, right? And like we think he's probably fine, you know, like
he's in the midst of a huge breakout too.
But he's doing really well. Yeah, so
yeah.
And Najee Harris, like, I don't know, like, I think he's fine, but he hasn't, like, lit the world on fire. He had a good stiff arm the other day, but yeah. I don't.
Yeah, so totally Barkley feels like side for me. Selling high in, like, the worst possible way. Like, you sold high on Mike Williams. You sold high on Brandon Cooks. But you, like, bought, like, bad. Like, you bought, and by doing that, you bought Jalen Waddle, who's never going to really, who the odds that he outproduces either of those guys is pretty low. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's an interesting way to pivot. Like that's seems like bad pivoting process. Give me the Barkley side. Okay. Here's one that's, I think, an interesting, if you just want a straight pivot from Barkley, Jerry Jeudy, Rondale Moore, a first and a second next year.
For Barkley. I think I'm taking the package rather than Barkley.
Interesting. So you're taking Jeudy, Moore, and the picks. Interesting.
What are the picks again?
The first and a second next year. These are all super flex deals too.
Yeah, so that's the other thing is like, what are we thinking? Like, is this a contender, you know? I guess when I look at first round picks, like I automatically, I mean, I know you've done some book research on it and stuff, and you know, maybe it should be 105, 106, but like when I am acquiring the picks, I don't like to think of them as, you know, really high up, like, oh, this is guaranteed number one, because there's just no guarantees. So like I kind of look at it as, well, this is a pretty good contender. Like it's probably like 109 or something like that. I think it's close. I think the thing that I've learned the most, you know, especially recently is, you know, if the trade is close and you're really thinking about it, like I want it to be decisive in a win. And I don't know that this is a win by taking the package. So I think I like Rondale Moore. It's probably selling high on Rondale Moore and they're throwing in picks. So
yeah, just Jeudy, like I don't know where you get a difference maker in this, depending on where that pick is. and you have it, you have one with Barkley. So it's interesting. Like when you just sort of, the more and more I've looked at these trades, I said, all right, who's like the top, you know, I'm working on this pyramid of greatness. I don't know if you're familiar with Parks and Recreation, but the Ron Swanson Pyramid of Greatness. But I'm just working on this theory about like basically like what's a contributing asset, like what's a core asset, what's a like a star asset. And you just sort of look like as you go up the arc, like Barkley, I think, still qualifies as a star asset. Well, he's trending towards not at the moment.
Well, so that's what I was going to say is, and I think you might have been alerting people to it early on, was, you know, like when you have these guys that come back from the ACL and they have these complications later on in the process, mm-hmm. it seems like they're very slow. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this off air. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that's just what's happening with Barkley now, mm-hmm. or is, you know, he not ever going to return to form? I would think that he is going to go back to the way he was before, but I don't know when that's going to be. And so I don't know that it's a slam dunk, like, oh, you got to go after Barkley here, but you're right. Is there an elite prospect or elite player on the other side? Like, it's not like it's Justin Jefferson in the deal or something right. like that.
Right.
And we're also only through three games of Rondale Moore with, you know, if we would have had 10 games of him and he's, you know, wide receiver 7 on the season, like that would make things a you know, look a little bit better, but.
And isn't this a classic one of like, all right, you're sort of trading a really small sample size that's really good for a really small sample size that isn't that good.
Yes.
And you're not adjusting for their prior at all. Right. So like like you're coming from a second round startup pick for, or a second round rookie pick for Rondale Moore, and you're coming from a first round startup pick for Saquon Barkley. Like you've totally sort of absolutely decoupled what they've done this year from that initial prior. It's just an interesting, it just feels like you're going too far in some of these deals. So there is value out there. All right. A couple more here in terms of, I'll just say, all right, a couple more, we'll do short answers here. Barkley or J.K. Dobbins in a first?
Barkley or J.K. Dobbins in a first? I'm probably going Barkley on that. I don't know what Dobbins comes back and it, you know, what he really is. He does not have a hit, right? I think he was.
I don't think he does.
Running back 26.
It's pretty close. He was pretty close.
Yeah.
He's pretty close. I'd probably treat him as a hit.
Okay.
I don't know.
Also, depends on the first two. So this is one of those even ones, though. You know, like,
does that feel like if you're selling Barkley right now for assets that aren't going to help you at all this year, you're doing it wrong. I'm not saying that you can't do that, but like if that's your process, I don't know. It just feels like you're bailing for that cost. Like just convert these into startup picks from like 2 months ago. And, or, you know, let's just go post Dobbins injury, what this pick would be, you know, before Barkley's played a snap. And all of a sudden you've got like a huge difference in terms of like, I don't know, this is like a fourth and a seventh for a first round startup pick. Like that seems like a loss. I don't know. Here's one that I think is interesting. Swift for Barkley straight up.
That is interesting.
Cause I think if you're going to pivot from Barkley, like this is the type of bet you do. Right, like if you're going to pivot from Barkley, like take a guy that's an elite asset, like I think Swift is, and trade for him. Right, again, I hate doing one for ones. I think you're losing equity and all that stuff. Like I think that's usually not the best way to execute a trade. But like this is the, don't go for Judy, Rondale Moore, and a future first. Take Swift. You know what I mean? Like pivot to what is otherwise the elite asset. And this was before his breakout last week.
Yeah. I'd probably go Swift. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, if you're trying to deal, like that's probably the best you're going to do for Barkley, right? Like, are you going to get better?
Is that pretty darn good too, right? Like, isn't Swift
that
really good?
That is. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Because, well, and I think the other thing is like market perception of these guys. So like, you know, like do you put Nick Chubb in the same category as DeAndre Swift from a production today standpoint, Derrick Henry, those guys? Like, yeah, like I think that those guys are all in that range, but when the perceived market value, like I don't know, like what can you get for Nick Chubb or Ezekiel Elliott or someone like that? Mm-hmm. Like people are gonna look and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, they're, you know, the market is gonna show that they're gonna go off a cliff here soon. And we don't know that, but that's just how they treat them, right? So it's almost like, who is the elite assets at this point? Because Derrick Henry and these guys who have done it the past few years, Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, guys like that, like they are not considered the elite assets. So, I mean, who's better than Swift at this point?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think we're going to reset this top, some ADP here coming up, I would imagine. You're going to see a big change in terms of the people's perception. I'd bet you got to get to Swift pretty quickly here. There's another version of that Zach Wilson deal, which is Zach Wilson and Chase Edmonds. I mean, again, that just feels like a total bail job. So
I agree.
Again, that was before the last game, but I just think like when you look at those, like, I don't know, just don't bail. All right, let's do Allen Robinson next. So, and by the way, I'm getting all these from the Analytics Dynasty Trade Finder. So you can go over to the website, check them out. And see, all right, Allen Robinson here. Allen Robinson for Tony Pollard, straight up. This is where we've come to.
This is where we've come to. Where are you at?
Allen Robinson. I mean,
yeah, I'm just gonna say.
We're gonna take the alpha one wide receiver before we take the. Yeah. Here's a good one. Here's an interesting one. And you could, this is amazing. Devontae Adams for Calvin Ridley, Allen Robinson, and a second.
Oh wow.
And it's worth noting that you couldn't trade Devontae Adams for Calvin Ridley straight up a month ago. You could not do that. Mm-hmm. I tried to do not specifically straight up, but essentially like treating Adams more valuable than Ridley. And you could 100% not do that. So this is a remarkable deal.
That's actually amazing. I did not know that. I mean, I traded Austin Eckler straight up for Calvin Ridley like 2.5 months ago.
Interesting. Maybe it's if you're going across positions too, but just in the, the stink was on Adams and the dynasty lost was on Ridley. And it's crazy. Now you can get Ridley. And again, if you just sort of go back to the tiering method, are Robinson and Adams that different? Like if we sit here 6 months from now and we're looking during free agency, are Devontae Adams and Allen Robinson that much different? And I don't think the answer is yes. And so you're basically treating, you know, Ridley, and you're getting a future asset on top of it. It's pretty wild.
And it also helps that these are two guys that we like too, right? Like they're profiles that we like. I like Ridley and I like Allen Robinson. Like if they were other two guys in that area ADP wise that didn't have good profiles that we didn't really like, we'd probably be talking about, you know, we'd be having a different conversation. But like, yeah, these good profiles and you're getting the future asset on top of it. Yeah.
Right.
And De'Ami I still Brown like Devontae and Adams. So
yeah. Yeah, De'Ami Brown and a first for Allen Robinson.
I'm taking Allen Robinson.
Brandon Ayuk and DJ Shark for Allen Robinson. Well, DJ Shark just got injured, so we'll have to take that one back.
Yeah, I saw he snapped his ankle.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. A future first and Nick Mullins for Allen Robinson. I mean, that's basically what his value is right now.
What is Robinson worth if people are trading these first round picks and a piece of crap for him, essentially, you know, like just random players, you know?
Yeah. And like, listen, it's a 7 target per game pace right now. Like he's at a 7 target per game pace. And I don't think that's going anywhere. Right. So
yeah,
even if you're going to have to slog through that, like I think that goes up and nothing. And one thing when you're trading, nothing is, especially when you're buying low, nothing is ever as bad as it seems, and nothing is ever good as it seems in any given moment, right? So the extremes are never as bad as they ultimately feel in the moment. And if you just sort of regress to what he is, again, you have to be really careful about doing trades like this where you're trading off of startup valuation this massively from the beginning of the season, because what happens is you're missing, right? Like you're overreacting to a small sample size when all the other efficient market data that went into it for 9 months of the off season. And now you're taking a weighted, you know, what's the weighted number generator. And you're just taking the result of that. And now you're massively changing you just have to be really careful on that. And he's one that, like, if you just sort of regress to what he is, it's a 7 target a game guy. Again, you don't love that, but you can't just bail on that as being totally, totally useless at this point, which feels like what these trades are doing.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Let's see a couple more here on the Allen Robinson bit. The one for Pollard is just amazing to me. Christian McCaffrey and Allen Robinson for Justin Fields, Javonte Williams, and a 2022 first.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you that that actually happened.
We need to play in this league then. Take the Robinson and McCaffrey side.
Give me that. This is just the people love these young quarterbacks, and it's like, have you at all watched like television? It's like,
Oh my gosh. Well, no, I mean, you can just look at their record. What do they have? One win between all of them?
Yeah. Like, and I mean, like Justin Fields is kicking butt right now. So this is,
is he doing well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's well, they're up 14-0. I can't, he's averaging like 6 yards an attempt, which is an upgrade. So, all right, J.K. Dobbins, Damian Harris, and Allen Robinson for Zeke and Joe Mixon.
I'll take what J.K. Dobbins, Robinson,
and Damian Harris
for Zeke and Mixon. I actually think that one's relatively close. Where are you at on that?
Yes, this goes back to the core asset thing. I think you're getting two core assets in Zeke and Mixon, and I think you're getting maybe one in the other side of that. And I don't know if the market, like, I'll still treat Allen Robinson as a core asset. Mm-hmm. I know the market's not going to treat Damian Harris that way, and I don't think we should. And J.K. Dobbins, similarly, like, if he's not going to be like a top 20 running back, which I don't think he's going to be, right? Like, you kind of don't treat him that way. And
yeah, like, I think I need something more. I think the Harris part is what throws me off there. Mm-hmm. Like, I need a better name for than Damian Harris there. Like, it has to be a player that I would value more to take that side. Otherwise, I'm just going to stick. See, I guess this is the market perception. You're going to look at these Zeke and Mixon as older running backs that don't really have a future. And I think that you and I just look at them that differently.
Right? Yeah, like, we're going to smash 4 warp over the next 2 years and just be
exactly totally
fine. Like 5 or 6 warp, really.
I'm totally fine throwing these guys away 2 years from now, 3 years right. from now, like when they turn into Todd Gurley's, and correct. That's fine. But I want the wins now. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next person up, a guy that I have absolutely 100% gotten wrong. So this is going back to the wall here. We'll see how the market looks like here. Debo Samuel. And I was dead wrong on Debo Samuel. But here's some interesting stuff. I will say this. There has not been a ton of volume.
Yeah.
So for what that is worth, that typically means when we look at these trades, and I look at these a lot where we're just sort of cycling through players, it typically means that there's a disparity on the buy and the sell side, or that there is a, you know, we're not seeing a ton of action because either the people aren't buying into what is happening or the sellers are really sticky on the players. Mm-hmm. So we'll see some of those players where people are really sticky. I'm not sure. I think it might be some more of that people aren't buying, but we'll see here. All right. Kirk Cousins, Debo Samuel, and a couple of force for Dak Prescott and Dalton Schultz.
Oh. Well, I'm taking Dak.
And this is a drop your newborn for Dak.
I mean, that one. So that one, I was not expecting you to say Dak on the other side of that after I saw it. That's one of those ones where you can't like screw around. Like, you need to go and hit accept as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah. This is like the Jordan McNamara urgency scale. And this is you drop your newborn to accept this deal. Like, this is the urgency scale. I got to get the pyramid. It's going to be like the Ron Swanson pyramid of greatness. It's going to be awesome. All right. The next one up here, Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Cam Akers, and Kenneth Gainwell.
Oh,
and we could even take Debo Samuel out of this deal, I think. Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, and Debo Samuel.
So Carr, Cousins, and Samuel for Baker,
Wentz, Akers, and Gainwell.
Okay, well, I'll take the Samuel side.
And you could do it even without Samuel, right? Like, right? Isn't this like you could do this. You could take Carr and Cousins and be like, yeah, all right, I'll just take the guys that are, you know, like, I think you do that. You could almost take out, I'm not entirely sure I'd do this but I think it's closer if you take out one of the quarterbacks. You're like, all right, Carr and Samuel for the other side, or Cousins and Samuel. Like, I actually think that's close. This feels like you're getting a free quarterback. So,
well, I mean, I don't even know. Like, it might even, I mean, if you put Carr and Cousins and you just took Samuel out for Baker, Wentz, and Gainwell, and Cam Akers,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm taking Cousins.
And Carr.
By the way, all those people who hated Kirk Cousins, like QB7, 22, 25, and 25 points, like, how are you feeling about
that? Listen, there's some stuff that we're bashing. Yeah, there's some stuff that Analytics of Dynasties not good at, which is like that stuff happens. Like there's profiles and stuff we're just not going to be able to hit on. The quarterback one is not hard. Like the quarterback one is one that we kind of like, it's not a, I'm not going to say it's a fixed problem or a solved problem, but it's, there's not a lot of mystery in this. Like we kind of know where to look. Like we're like Matt Ryan's probably going to be the wrong answer this year, but he was one of the guys, but you sort of look in that range, you look for guys that have hit twice and you just hammer on them. Right. And so Carr's one that we wouldn't have necessarily, you know, we had some questions about in terms of hitting, but Cousins isn't, you know, Cousins, I don't know.
It's just, by the way, I don't want to derail us, but do you have any leagues where like when you did the startup, like you might've gotten an elite asset like Dak or Mahomes, and then you drafted like one of our guys, like maybe you have a Cousins and then, you know, like your third quarterback ended up hitting as well. Like, cause I have one that astounds me. Like I have Mahomes, Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins on a team. And like, I destroy people with my quarterbacks. Like, yeah. You know, like, and I'm only starting two of them. Like, I have to leave Kirk Cousins on the bench a lot of the time because, like, Allen and Mahomes go crazy, right?
Let him burn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I have Carr in one of those situations. You know, I've got Mac Jones in one of those situations too. I'm just sort of sitting there and be like, I don't know, we'll use it later. All right, here we go. All right, we're gonna do a couple Mike Williams ones, and then we're gonna do as many Patrick Mahomes deals and that we can get until we hit our 30-minute mark. So we're at let's see here. We're at 21:30. So we got 8.5 minutes to go. So here, we got you on the hot seat. All right. Mike Williams for Bryan Edwards in a 2022 first.
Oh. That's tough. I don't know. You seem to think that it's not tough. I'll probably go Williams.
I hate trading away future first.
I don't like it either.
And I'm not sold. I'd take the pick side, but I don't feel great about, I wouldn't do this deal would be the answer to this question. Yeah. I don't feel great about either side of it.
Yeah. I don't like, I wish it wasn't week three. I wish we were in like week seven.
Right. And we knew we kind of knew the answer. I don't like, I don't trade first for non, like what I think are really core assets. And I don't think Mike Williams is there. So that answers that question. All right, James Robinson and Corey Davis for Mike Williams.
I'm going to go Williams on that one.
Interesting. Cause I think I'm on the Robinson Davis side. Really? Yeah. Cause here's the thing. Like I think Robinson's actually really good. Yeah. And we're fine to disagree. Week. Like his numbers really stick out. Like Corey Davis is, and this is like interesting because like these are guys that we like. I think Corey Davis and Mike Williams sort of by the end of the year could look pretty similar, sort of the thing that I'm going to bet on. Yeah. And you know, how do I sort of lose this deal would be the thing that I would say. Like, all right, Mike Williams continues to produce at like a top 12 level. And outside of injury, what's my concern on the other side? And it's just, maybe it's not ceiling, but again, I think you've got multiple ways to be out, or you're betting against like, you know, that Mike Williams just isn't this guy that we've seen through three games through his first 5 years of his career. Like that's the guy, you know what I mean? So that would be sort of my bet there.
Well, just so I don't sound totally stupid, you know, because I've disagreed with you on two of these. I'm not trading for Mike Williams right now.
Sure.
So like, it's just this for that. So like, if you're asking me like, hey, are you going to go and trade for Mike Williams? Like the answer is no. not that I don't like him. It's just, you know, we've got this history of not staying healthy. Like it's only been three games. Like I don't buy guys like this right now. So it's kind of like, put this asset with this asset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Corey Davis, I'm a little bit down on, you know, like I've been down on him just cause I'm kind of, you know, like I was so high on him and like you get let down and, you know, so yeah. I'm not running out and trying to trade for Mike Williams, I guess is the thing.
Therapy session. Mike Williams for Rondale Moore and a 2022 second.
I'll take Rondale Moore in the 2022 second.
Okay. Mike Williams for Austin Hooper and start one non-tight end premium.
Mike Williams.
Mike Williams for KJ Hamler and a first.
Like KJ,
it's the same. It's the same thing that we just were talking about. It's that same. Yeah. It's basically that same deal. Yeah, it's interesting. James Robinson and Mike Williams for Nick Chubb.
I'll take Chubb.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, no, I think I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, all right. So if I had Mike Williams and Robinson on a team, I'd be trying to Chubb would be, and I don't even love Chubb like I did before. You know, like
I'm not
cooling on him, but yeah.
He was
sitting next to me at dinner the other night.
Yeah, yeah. I shared that with the Analytics of Dynasty group chat after you shared it with me. And I was like, who's pictured in this picture? And everyone's like, Chris Birdman Anderson?
Because of my tattoos. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. 5 minutes in Mahomes straights. Here we go. Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield, a 2022 first, a 2022 second, and a 2023 first. So two Mahomes. Future first or and a second or Baker.
Mahomes.
Dak Prescott, Josh Palmer, and George Kittle for Patrick Mahomes, Dwayne Eskridge, Deontay Johnson, and a fourth.
Interesting. I mean, so Kittle's on the back
side. It's Kittle, Prescott, and Josh Palmer for Patrick Mahomes, Dwayne Eskridge, Deontay Johnson, and a fourth.
Yeah, I'll take the Dak and the Kittle side.
Yeah, this has been the first time I found one like early, like that, at that's all. Actually, like in like that's, 6 months that has been one that I'd take the other side of. All right, Patrick Mahomes, Trey Lance, but here's the deal: elite quarterback, elite other piece. Like that's what it takes, right? That's the formula. Patrick Mahomes for Trey Lance, Trey Sermon, and a 2022 first.
Come on, Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, OJ Howard for Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase.
I think there are people that would actually take the Burrow and Chase side. They're insane. I'll take Mahomes. But I think there are people, or maybe you throw something in with them, like a second round pick. I think people would take that.
Yeah, it's just incredible to me. Mac Jones and Jonathan Taylor for Patrick Mahomes.
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Baker like Mayfield, Terry McLaurin, and a first for Patrick Mahomes and Trey Sermon.
The only way you're getting these deals done is if you have another elite quarterback on the other side that someone doesn't want to have. So like, is there a deal you can think of? Like, what do you have to add to Josh Allen to trade Mahomes for?
I mean, I think it's got to be an elite. Like, again, I think Dak is a lot closer to Mahomes than
I agree
than Allen is. But I think it's a like it's got to be really, really darn good. Do you know what I mean?
All right. Like, so I got one off the top of my head. Josh Allen and Nick Chubb or Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen and Nick Chubb or Patrick Mahomes. I'm taking Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah.
I told you I gave up three firsts and Tony Pollard for Dak the other day, right?
Yes. Yep.
I would do that again in a heartbeat and I wouldn't flinch.
Yep.
All right. Let's see here. We got another one. Patrick Mahomes and Christian Wilkerson, who's a wide receiver who I've never heard of, which is
an amazing accomplishment
for Carson Wentz. And maybe that's a Devy player. It must be a Devy.
That's
player.
What I was going to think. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
For Carson Wentz, TJ Hockenson, a 2022 first and a 2022 third. This is non-premium tight start one tight end.
I was going to say, are we doing like 2.0 tight end premium start two
tight ends? Like the market's incredible. Like it hurts in the near term, but in the long term, here's one that I think you have to hear. Joe Burrow and Kyle Pitts for Patrick Mahomes and Jamie Newman. So just take Newman out of there. Joe Burrow and Pitts for Mahomes.
Is there like a start two tight end?
Tight end, it's slightly juiced tight end premium, but it's 1.5. So it's not that big of a deal. And it's only start two wide receivers, which we know from the Analytics Dynasty 2021 edition that matters. Start two wide receivers. Yeah, there's a big difference between start two wide receivers and start three wide receivers because it elevates the tight end and the flex.
Yeah. I'll take Mahomes.
Yeah. That one,
I think there are people that would do the other side to that too.
That one, by the way, I agree with that. That one, by the way, is back in at the end of August. So I had to scroll down quite a bit for that.
All right. So I got one for you.
Okay. All right. We got 45 seconds.
Patrick Mahomes and Joe Mixon or Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, Alvin Kamara in a 2022 first round pick.
So Kamara, Lance, and a 2022 first for
Mahomes and Mixon.
Oh, I'll give you Mahomes. All right, last one. All right, so we're going non-Mahomes. We got 20 seconds left. Trey Sermon or a future first?
A future first.
Trey Sermon or two future seconds? Superflex.
Oh, Two future seconds. Future seconds. I'll take the. Damn, that's close. I'll take Sermon.
All right, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.